Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Moltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
It's the new Daniel Bryan, but the same old theme.
Yeah. Well, also, I don't know if you noticed, he also has a new logo, and Bill and I were watching SmackDown last night. It's like, apparently Daniel Bryan now works for the San Diego Padres.
It's just DB. Looks like the Padres logo.
All together and stuff. It's like, oh, good. Daniel Bryan is just really, between the Seahawks gear and now being a rabid Padres enthusiast, Daniel Bryan, we're getting to know so much about you.
Yeah.
And you hate methane, and I think it's great. I am super, like, this whole show is going to be centered on things we like, things that we think they're doing well, things that are rolling, because there are some things in even the current day, December 5th, 2018 World Wrestling Entertainment product that are worth watching and getting excited
for. Now, the question I have is like, can we also, because we are going to try and be very positive.
Yep.
Right?
There's a bunch of protons in here right now.
Yeah. Can we say things like, you know, you just wear anything, you know, and like that's what like women say to each other when they want to be shitty.
Oh, so you're saying like you want to have like backhanded compliments?
Does that count?
Is that what you want to do to WWE? You want to have backhanded compliments?
Sure. No, that's what you did all last week during the trial of Vince McMahon.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think I admirably and honorably defended my client to the best of my abilities, which is the oath that I
and now he's
swore
in jail
to protect. Yeah, now he can't again.
Now he's in. Now he's
but
in
I got non guilty
life sentence of ridicule.
Nope, not guilty on one of them. That means we're gonna be looking at parole, baby.
Parole, baby.
And we can always appeal. We can do backhanded compliments if you want to. Be like, yeah, that's because I bet you that's what it is backstage where Daniel Bryan like does great work on Tuesday. And then it's just like, yeah, Daniel, that was an awesome promo for a little dude. I didn't know you could fit that much talent in 5 feet of man. You know what I mean?
Right,
which is
like
probably
that.
How he gets like, you know what I mean? But we're going to be talking about Daniel Bryan. We're going to be talking about things that are working in the WWE. We're going to be talking about the XFL. I am already thoroughly, wildly disappointed in the Extreme Football League for not bringing back the Orlando Rage.
I think we all are.
I just think
and the Vegas Outlaws.
I don't even care about He Hate Me and the Outlaws. We're not bringing back the Orlando Rage. I'm not watching. I don't care if people take.
I'm going to watch.
I don't care if people take a knee, take no knees, if they float. I am not watching the Extreme Football League until the Orlando Rage are all the rage. And the champions, once again, they were never the champions. There was only one champion. It was the LA Extreme, and it was called the Big Game at the End. It was a disaster. This one's only going to last 3 seasons, too, but we're going to name the team.
Did he try to trademark that, the Big Game?
The Big Game at the End.
Oh, that's what it was called.
The Big Game
at
the End.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Big Game.
Because that's what all, like, when I used to write promos and stuff for Patriots Super Bowls, you had to use the Big Game.
The Big Game, written by the Super Bowl. Yeah, but that's, it's like, the championship was called the Big Game at the End, brought to you by the brilliant minds that named, like, Long Island. What are we going to name this Long Island, Jim? Oh, I think you just nailed it, Bob. Great. There it is. Jim Bob Island it is. We're going to be talking about all sorts of fun stuff. And shout out to Colin and everybody out there watching on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Yeah. It's going to become a big, big part of what we do in 2019 and beyond. Jimmy Stewart, we know you're out there from 98.5. You know that we know that you are a big Twitch follower for the New Age Insiders and an awesome dude. Just to everybody out there watching on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Huge hello and shout out. And welcome. We if for those of you who are new, maybe this is your first time, your first click, maybe you're like, oh, what an angry picture of Daniel Bryan. I'll hear what these three gentlemen have to say. And there's moving pictures with radio. It'll never work. It will on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Very fun. My name is Jason Maltov.
I am Liam Stragan.
And you can't see me, but I'm Bill Neville.
He's here too, and we are all the
yeah,
new
Yeah, we gotta rectify that.
How did that happen?
We did a different computer.
Did somebody say rectum? Somebody say
no,
rectum?
We did not. No. He said rectify.
Rectumfy?
Nope. Rectify.
Rectumfy is the quality in which I watch pornography.
You know
There's
what? I'm actually, hold on.
Rectumfy.
celebrity heterosexual Todd Chrisley. I'm really glad you showed up because I have.
Nobody's ever said that to me before.
Yeah, I know. You're welcome.
We have a shirt.
We do have a shirt. Represent.com/NewAgeInsiders.
That's true.
Insiders.
I was watching your fantastic program.
Yeah.
That was on TV.
You probably won an award or something.
And,
I don't know.
And I just want to clarify something real quick before we head into the rest of this show and we send you on your merry way back to your loving wife.
Is it about rectum?
Sort of.
Rectum fi?
Your son was trying out various band instruments.
Yes.
And he was trying out, I believe it was the trumpet.
At band camp?
No, it was in his house.
Was it a trombone?
No.
Did it have any kind of rust?
No, it was not any of those things. It was a fully functioning trumpet.
It was not a rusty trombone.
No, it was not a rusty trombone.
It doesn't sound like my son, but go ahead.
Yeah, and you couldn't take the noise.
Oh, wow.
So you said on television.
I did. I live in the box.
That you were like, I am going to go back into my closet.
Yep.
It is the only place that I am happy.
I have never been quite as happy ever since I stepped out of said closet.
Is that so?
Yes. I am. Well, you have to understand that there's a world you get to live inside the closet.
Yeah.
And there's different kinds of friends. And then you have to step out and it's a bunch of
kids. It takes
kids
a lot of courage.
And vaginas and just all sorts of things that you're just not used to in the real world that lives. Well, it is your real world, but my world was inside of the closet.
And you're happier there.
I was much happier there. There was less mucus and children, I feel.
Yeah, okay.
Less mucus.
Okay.
Still some. But yeah. But I was pretty surprised when my... I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, okay.
But I just want to let you know...
I just wanted to clear that up.
I just want to let you know that when you say rectumfy, you got my attention.
I know.
You know that I listen all the time.
Yeah.
And again, that is how I receive my wireless internet and my Grindr account.
Yeah, of course.
Is through rectumfy.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Of course. Thank you, Todd. Thank you for stopping by.
You're so welcome. Let's see if by the end of the show you can guess my password, y'all. All right, have a good show.
All right, we will. Thank you.
That was celebrity heterosexual Todd Chrisley.
Yeah, he's very fun.
Sometimes joins the show with us.
We got to get you like a long neck white sweater or something whenever you're impersonating Todd Chrisley on here. So the visuals can be, and then you roll off camera and you come back in your regular clothes.
Yeah, sure. We have that kind of. Let's do that. Let's get a prop turtleneck.
Yeah, we'll get a prop turtleneck.
It's like the ones that you like zip up on the back.
Yeah,
right. So at the very least, what we should do is for the Twitch, we should just have the single camera of me and a picture of Todd Chrisley.
Sure.
That's what we'll work on that.
We can do that.
We'll work on that.
We have the power. He's here all the time. He must live somewhere under the table.
He's in the closet. Did you hear none of the conversation?
Is he back, though? Is he back living in the... Well,
I don't think he ever came out.
I don't think he ever walked all the way out either.
Yeah. He's a manly man,
Let's just talk about Todd Chrisley.
Yeah, sure. I love that show because...
Well, let me change the plate on the
so
bottom.
So real.
Yeah.
So real.
That's my favorite part is just how scripted that show is. The fact that they were like, Chase, his oldest son, well, the oldest son that we see on the TV, because his oldest son we don't talk about because he's the father of that little black girl, and he's on drugs or something, so he's not on the show.
Yeah,
and
he's the one that goes to the press and's like, my dad's definitely gay.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Get yourself out of my television program.
Yeah, right. And so Chase broke up with his girlfriend, so Todd took it upon himself to find him a new girl.
Yep.
And
because you know how Todd Chrisley just has like a Rolodex of 14-year-old girls at his disposal.
Yeah, of course. Which is very weird. And then his sister and grandmother thought that they could do it better.
Yep.
So at a hibachi joint, all both girls, like a sitcom, were there to be on a date with Chase.
Do you feel that there's any sort of conflict where the show is called Chrisley Knows Best, but they're all have the last name of Chrisley?
I do think that.
Shouldn't it be like Todd Knows Best?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to jump right into it. Daniel Bryan's different now.
All right, change it back.
Daniel Bryan.
All right.
Different dude, Daniel Bryan.
Different dude, Daniel.
Different dude, Daniel Bryan. I actually love what he's doing right now. And in one of the spirit of trying to talk about things that
we like.
Because we
like,
see people out there just being like, wow, so all you talk about now is things that you don't like. And it's like, no, not always. It's just sometimes if we're being honest with you, the shows are bad.
Yeah, right.
And we try to be honest because I don't try to win. Like, that's definitely something that I want to bring up now to people that are like, because we see you out there. And I have all the love in the world. But like, there's people I could see either tagging us or just subtweeting being like, so all you do is complain now? That's not good stuff, bro. It's like, okay, well, isn't it more insulting to your intelligence when an all-time terrible Monday Night Raw happens, the ratings are through the toilet, the grade with 1,200 votes, which is a real sample size, is like overwhelmingly an F. And what do you want me to do? Do you want me to jump on
praise
here?
It?
What do you want me to do? Be like Vince and treat like an idiot and jump on here and be like, oh, well, we had some fun, right? I mean, there's a dance break on Tuesday we can look forward to and just... Do you want me to do you want me to talk to you like you're an asshole? Or do you want to like sit down and be real people and be like, well, that was bad, huh? Not that the show is forever bad, not that wrestling is bad, not that they've, you know, forever gonna fail. But yeah, being real with people involves being honest with people, and I'm never gonna sit here and be like, everything they're doing is great right now. It's not. But in the spirit of balancing this thing out and still keeping it real with you, we are gonna talk about the things on purpose that we enjoy. Because, to be fair, and listening to your criticism, because we are a fan-driven show, and we want to reflect the experience you guys have online, let's go out of our way to talk about things we like, so the show doesn't become some sort of morass of, yeah, I hate everything, and then this show that you like, you don't have a place to come with us and talk about the things that are cool. Because, again, not everything is terrible.
Yeah.
And right now, Daniel Bryan and the things he's doing is the exact opposite of terrible. It's actually pretty great.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about Daniel Bryan is for a long time, and we know some super duper awesome smart fans that Daniel Bryan's our favorite, like Nick, right? Like Nick fucking adores Daniel Bryan, right?
Yeah.
And I've always, for honest to God, years now, always sort of bit my tongue a little bit when it comes to Daniel Bryan because I don't, there like Joey posted this amazing picture online like a couple months ago, right? Joey G. And it just was a picture of like Kirby, the video game character. And it just said, disliking popular things doesn't make you an interesting person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So I didn't want to be somebody that's like, everybody's all swept up in Daniel Bryan and saying yes. And like on a show where people are like running out of reasons to watch, he's one of them. And I just didn't want to come on here and be like, yeah, but I feel like something's missing. And I think the whole experience is starting to lose its steam. I didn't want to say that because, again, I really genuinely do not want to just be like, oh, you guys having fun over there? Knock it off. I don't want to be that dude. I don't have it in me, and it's just bad for business to have people like wrestling less. We're seeing it everywhere where people are like, yeah, I love you guys. I don't watch wrestling anymore, but I listen to you. And I don't want that trend to continue, right? So I never wanted to be like, I don't get why everybody loves Daniel Bryan in this form this much. But now that he's different, we could talk about it.
Yeah.
Because the Yes Movement was terrific. And the thing that people got to take into consideration is, because time is a bastard, right? Yeah. Is that Daniel Bryan, his big payoff moment was WrestleMania 30. And in about 5 months, that memory will be 5 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, look, it was incredible. No doubt about it. The movement, the fact that fans organically got behind this guy and without exaggeration shifted the course of the biggest event of the year. Incredible.
Yeah.
All-time stuff that can never be taken away from anybody. But I think an equal reality to the situation is that was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And in that time, he hasn't done much that's new or different. It's just sort of like, I'm very popular.
Well, it is, and I don't mean to be negative but I have to for the sake of this argument. This is a problem with WWE right now, is that ever since John Cena never turned heel, there are certain people that they just refuse to make anything other than what they are, right? And Daniel Bryan fell into that trap.
Sure.
We had the Yes Movement, and he is always going to be the heroic underdog. Daniel, that is what you are. Come hell or high water, that's what you're going to do. Fortunately, they didn't view him as a Cena-level person and altered that plan. You know, that's why people can like The Miz, and The Miz can be a good guy or the bad guy, and he's far more interesting because he can come in and out of protagonist, antagonist. And that's ultimately what happened with Daniel Bryan. We had the, you know, we climaxed at 30.
Yeah.
And
it was 5 years ago, and I want to go again.
Yeah. We climaxed at 30. And so it was like, yeah. And then he got hurt. So we got back up for 31. And it was like, yeah. And then we didn't see anything else because he immediately was on the shelf.
Yep.
And he was on the shelf until basically a month from now last year.
Yep.
And
go ahead.
And we were, yay, he's back. But then he was back. And yeah, it was, yeah, we were done.
You talk about traps. Here's another trap that Daniel Bryan fell in, and it wasn't his fault. It's the product of the environment, right? And like the reason that Daniel Bryan got poisoned was because the air was bad, not because he was born toxic. I completely understand that, right? But the other reality too is, we've talked about this for over and over and over and over again, right? That the average person in WWE, if I were to tell you, like if I were to go to you and say, you can't use the words Kingslayer or Architect, who is Seth Rollins?
Right.
And you would be, I think, hard-pressed to give me a great deal of detail. Maybe Seth Rollins isn't a great example because of the Shield, but I'll go with...
But even still, he's a great example because if you say, well, he was in the Shield. Okay, well, what was the Shield?
Right. They were three guys that liked Justice. How? Right. Randomly picking people, good guy and bad guy, and powerbombing them, right?
Yep.
And another example, too, the quintessential one I say. You can't say glorious. Who is Bobby Roode?
Right.
There's nothing. You got nothing, right? If I tell you you can't use the word glorious, you would be like, he has a robe, somebody peed on it, and he has a DDT. Like, there's nothing to him. And Daniel Bryan, again, the product of the show and the creative and the environment and all those things, became a guy where...
Yeah,
you would go, who's Daniel Bryan? You'd be like again, starting from scratch, I've never watched wrestling before, or I haven't watched wrestling in 25 years, who's the new guy? And you go, well, he's this really good like submission guy. And it's like, oh, so does he like beat somebody every week with a different submission hold? Nah, I wouldn't say that. Okay,
right.
he's like a scrappy underdog kind of guy. It's like, okay, it's okay. And then what? And it's like, well, he like goes like, yes, and the crowd like does it too. It's like, okay, they're not character defining traits. Now this dude is a crazy vegan hippie to the extreme social justice warrior. Like, if you want hot, okay. So you like Daniel Bryan, right? You've said this before, right? You like Stone Cold Steve Austin so much. What do I do? And it's like, I need to abandon the character and give you something you hate and hate the fact that Steve Austin's doing it, right?
Yep.
And that's the only way I can get heat on this guy is to just abandon ship on his identity. With Daniel Bryan, yeah, he can kick AJ Styles in the nuts and win the championship, but that in a world where fans aren't stupid, you can't just expect them to hate him the next week.
Right.
It doesn't work that way anymore. And so how do I get you to hate a guy I need you? I know you like, but how do I get you at the very least play along? Now he's an annoying, hippie, carbon footprint, methane, crunchy, vegan, hippie dude. And it's just like, yeah, lots of people hate that guy.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean? Now, so if now Daniel Bryan's going to get on the mic and talk to me about eating chicken and how that affects the ozone layer, that is so much real heat. That's great.
I would like to think that this is starting to become the trend. And I would like to think that this is what we're going to do going forward. Now, WWE has to, you know, actually follow through with it and not have these be the isolated incidents. But yeah. You know what really helps? When Becky Lynch gets out there and gets to just be Becky, you know, and she's just doing what she wants to do. I've said it a million times on this show, and you can point to her where it's, yeah, she is invested in the character. So the performance is better. The New Day are invested in the characters, so the performances are better.
I had a conversation with DC today about that, and those are the three people I brought up. He goes, why do you think it is that Daniel Bryan seems to be, if he's doing this well with kind of like letting it all hang out, why don't they do that more? And the first thing I brought up to him was, I said, look what show he's on. Because it's funny.
Oh, there was another person that I was going to mention after Daniel Bryan, and he's also on that show.
But the three people the three acts or whatever that seem to, as present day constituted, seem to be like standing out the most as like, this is, I'm doing what I want, and this is how it feels better and more compelling, are Becky Lynch, The New Day, and now Daniel Bryan. And they're all SmackDown people. And I just don't think that's coincidental at all. The whole show just feels different.
Right. And you look at Samoa Joe. That's the other guy that I would bring up.
Sure.
Samoa Joe gets out there. And yeah, now WWE then steps in and comes over the top to kibosh it, which is a very unfortunate. But it's like, yeah, Samoa Joe came out there and started telling Jeff Hardy that you're alcoholic nutbag.
Right. And it's so much easier for him to just be, hey, Joe, feel free to mock Hardy's problems and be a jerk. He's like, oh, great, I can do that. No problem. Nope. Right away. You got it. And I think it's a great point to bring up just about, like, why is it working? Why is it successful? And 90% of it, maybe more, is because the source material is just something that, like, I believe that Daniel Bryan has yelled the things we heard on SmackDown in his head for a long time about, like, stop eating so much meat and stop leaving waste and you use plastic straws and I hate all of you people. Well, I don't think that's forced. I don't think that's a script he needed to be written. Yeah. I think Daniel Bryan was able to be like, oh, I can easily yell at people who are not eco-conscious. I can go do that for 15 minutes if you need me to.
Yeah, right.
And so,
well, and it's also the idea of taking the personality and turning it up to a 12, right?
Sure.
Daniel Bryan is that guy.
He is that guy.
But the evil version is that at a 12.
Shout out to him for dressing like Kurt Cobain, too, which you're never going to convince me otherwise. He is actively, intentionally dressing like Kurt Cobain. He's from Seattle, and he's dressing like Kurt Cobain.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
That's just how I feel.
Sure, that makes sense.
I can't overstate that part of it enough, that the fact that I just think that this guy believes these things, it comes across so eloquently and so well. Because if you handed this script to like Bobby Lashley or something, like, hey, Lashley, go be mad at people for eating too much meat, it would be a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's not even on Bobby Lashley. It's because, hey, Bobby Lashley, you weigh 975 pounds.
Yeah, you can't tell me you don't eat meat.
I saw you backstage eating a chicken. You know what I mean? Right. Like, so it's like, you can't tell me about eating meat or anything. I don't believe you. And when it comes to Daniel Bryan, though, it is so easy. Like, you can, like, all the great wrestlers ever, you can get swept away in what they're saying, right? When Bret Hart was Team Canada and was basically telling everybody, I can't believe I gave you everything I had and you started to boo me, he believed that because he couldn't understand why they were booing him. He was the good guy on this show, and he couldn't fucking understand it. And so he told you that on Monday Night Raw. And yeah, Daniel Bryan, who does hate you for using plastic straws and does hate you for eating beef and at the number that you do and all that stuff, it's so crazy easy for that guy to go out there and deliver something that feels genuine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the thing. And it's the difference in all of it is whether or not you subscribe to what you go out there and say.
Right. And again, it's something that I believe in as a person that directs talent. I don't care what words you're saying. I need you to believe the words that you're saying.
Sure.
Right? Because some people subscribe. I have a friend that he directs, and it's you need to recite the words as written on the page. And I don't subscribe to that, and the reason I don't subscribe to that is because I'm going to get a better performance out of you in having you talk how you normally talk. And that's how Daniel Bryan and Becky Lynch and The New Day feel, where it's like, I'm not handing you a script a la Baron Corbin, having you trot out to the middle of the ring and then make me believe that you're reciting this correctly.
It's just letting talented people be talented, because it's hard to put your finger on it specifically, but if you have to quantify, like, maybe perhaps certain examples, it's like, so in this week's SmackDown, right, so the Usos are coming down to the ring, and the New Day are just dancing to their theme, you know what I mean? They're in the ring already, and they're just dancing because they think their theme is catchy, and they're about to go wrestle these dudes, right?
Yeah,
so it's like they're not even on some big giant team together, but you can't and I just don't give WWE enough credit to do this specifically with their personnel. You can't say to Kofi, go out there and dance to the Usos theme.
Right.
What you say to him is...
Well, you don't say anything to
him. What you say, if you say anything, what you say to him is, don't be afraid to be yourself.
Right.
That's the thing. It's not like, show me personality or something. You can't, you know, and it's definitely not Michael Hayes being like, it'd be funny if you danced to the Usos theme, because he's not creative and funny like that. It's just the overarching sense of direction of being, we trust you. Don't be afraid to be yourself.
Right.
And so when Kofi Kingston knows that that's the boundary he lives in.
Well, and he also knows that he's not going to get yelled at as soon as he steps back in the corner, you know, steps back behind the curtain, because that's mostly what it is, at least how it feels to me. It feels like they're so, some talent are so afraid to mess up and step outside the box and grab that brass ring that they don't try anything, and so nobody's standing out. And then in turn, nobody's trying anything.
Yep.
Because when they try something, WWE comes in and just goes, no, we don't do that.
Yeah, like, it's weird, too, because it's like little things, like you can see, like, people tweeting at Tyler Breeze and being like, are the Fashion Files coming back? And he'll quote tweet them and be like, I wish. And it's like, well, why'd we get rid of that? That sounds like you didn't want to get rid of that.
Yeah,
the fans didn't want to get rid of that. Why'd we get rid of that?
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's because, I don't know. I don't know the answer. Maybe it's because they both ran out of material that WWE created and didn't trust the guys for some reason. I don't know the answer. I don't know why the New Day got all that wiggle room and they don't seem to have it. But that seems like, but that is a big, big factor to me, is whether or not, literally whether or not you're on SmackDown or not.
Yeah.
Because Becky Lynch is just doing different things. Ronda Rousey's awesome, but Ronda Rousey is also incredibly scripted.
Oh.
Everything she does is, you can tell, is that she is, you know, step one, step two, step three.
Right.
Whereas Becky Lynch, I think, goes out there and, like, look, also has a prerogative and something to sell and bullet points to hit. I'm not naive, and I don't think she's just going out there and letting it all hang out.
Right.
But she seems to be just getting there in a much more believable way. And with Daniel Bryan, that's what it felt like on Tuesday, where it's like, I believe everything this guy has to say here, all of it.
Yep.
And it makes it better. And like, and Eric's listening live, and he, like, Daniel Bryan burying what I hope is What Chance Forever was terrific, because What is stupid, and it is a 20-year-old dumb thing. And I don't know, it also feels like, you know, we heard Scott Hall say it to us, where you make more money as a baby and you have more fun as a bad guy. And this is Daniel Bryan's chance to go out there and have some fun. You know what I mean? Because he probably also, at one point, I bet you, gives fans hell for getting on his wife. You know what I mean? Because he was super pissed at the response that Brie got for kicking Liv Morgan. And so I bet you this guy has some steam to blow off at people, and now he gets a chance to. And again, because he's going to believe the things he says, it's going to be super-duper believable. It's not hard to be a heel if you constantly tell everyone you're... I mean, the J-Man is right. It's not hard to be a heel if you constantly tell everyone you're a vegan. No one likes that guy. Be a vegan all you want to. I don't care if you eat paste.
Yeah, just don't tell me I'm a terrible person, because I love ribs.
Exactly. Where it's just like, yeah, we climbed the food chain and I got a lot higher up here than you wanted to. Where it's just like, I live off turnips. It's like, great, then I live off, you know, steak. Have you ever had a steak? You idiot. Like, I don't understand. Like, again, I don't care, though. Like, I don't care if you eat, like, if you're on, like, that show My Strange Addiction. I don't care if you, I don't care if you eat the couch. Just don't make me feel bad for not being interested in the couch.
Yeah, right.
And I won't make you feel bad for being a weirdo.
I had somebody at school once tell me that we weren't designed to eat meat.
Oh, yeah, no, that's just dumb and wrong and stupid.
Yeah, well, that's what I told him.
Yeah, it's dumb and wrong. Like, scientists have quantified that one of the reasons our brains developed was because of the cooking process and eating.
Oh, you don't even need to go that far. There's two teeth in the front of your mouth.
Yeah,
that are designed for ripping.
I'll tell you how I know it, because I look at a steak and I smell it, and my body goes, "Yeah, eat that."
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Or that 5 million pound sandwich I brought home.
Yeah, well, he did. He brought home like a small brontosaurus, and was just like, "Here you go. Here's a week's worth of pastrami." And it's like, okay, great. I'm gonna eat that. Oh, in a week, it took me. I'm already on meal three. Of a half of a sandwich. We have fun. Just really quick, where do you want this to go? Where do you see Daniel Bryan? Yeah, where do you see Daniel Bryan going in the long term?
So I just want to ride it out, right? Because I think that fans kind of get ahead of themselves in terms of like fantasy booking too far out, right?
Yeah.
In the sense of like, oh, is Face Miz gonna challenge heel Daniel Bryan for the title at WrestleMania?
Probably not.
And it's like, look, here's the thing. Maybe, but maybe not.
Yeah, probably.
And not. What I want you to do is I want you to be active and present in the story as it's happening.
Cool.
Because Daniel Bryan goes out there and tells everybody that, you know, you're terrible people. And I want you to be mad at that. Because if your first thing is, oh, he's just got to get past TLC because it doesn't matter. No, I need you to boo him at TLC. Because if you don't boo him at TLC, then WWE is just going to go, oh, then what was the point?
So just to throw perhaps the only snark on the thing, or like the only yeah, but rainy cloud on the conversation, is there does seem to be merit, Daniel Bryan has even said it himself, that WWE just sort of kind of hates it when this guy's this popular, right? Like, yeah. Just sort of seems to not want him to be past a certain level of popularity.
Right.
Right. And so my question to you is long term, right? Because, you know, with AJ Styles, right? AJ Styles in this company, he's been here for just under 3 years, yep. Right? And he's been a bad guy and he's been a good guy, right? But I think that they've been very cliche roles just to fill out who the opponent is. You're the bad guy this time because John Cena's the good guy.
Right.
But I don't think he's really had any sort of big, gigantic character departures that make you go like, oh, this feels like a new AJ Styles, right?
Right.
So long term, now that Daniel Bryan is starting to lose his mind, flip out at the people for their life decisions, right? Do we one day have to have another small yes movement? Is this just a kind of new normal for Daniel Bryan? Do you think this heel turn and all the things he says publicly to the crowd, the promos that he cuts, do you think this has a long-term effect on just how you think about Daniel Bryan, how he's presented all of those things?
I think we're going to circle back around. And that's the that's the lost art of the heel and face turn that I think WWE as a whole have really lost. They haven't really found a way to kind of cause those moments to make you get super excited when somebody does the thing that you want them to, sure. You know, for like the, for good, for justice.
Love justice.
Yeah. Much like Batman.
Yeah.
You know, because you look at somebody like Daniel Bryan's a bad guy and he's a hippie dippy jerk, right? And then eventually something's going to happen where Daniel Bryan is going to be able to make a moral choice, kind of in the same way of him leaving the Wyatt family, right? That moment. Oh,
remember that week?
Yeah, that week, right? Yeah, it was nuts. It was nuts.
Edge of my seat.
But that's the type of moment that I'm talking about where it's this character has the ability to change, right?
Sure.
And that's where the heel turn and the face turn have power. Right. And by Daniel Bryan just being yes, yes, yes all the time, we don't have anything to get behind because he can't make a character shift. Not even like a bad character shift. He just can't make a character defining moment.
Yep.
Right. Because you look at any one promo or any one action, they're very few and far between in the majority of wrestling, right? Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, driving a Zamboni down in a beer, you know what I mean? Like, those are few and far between in a very,
cool.
In a very, very special case. Whereas you remember, you know, you remember, and this is one that sticks out to me, and I know there are somebody's going to be screaming about other ones, but it's Triple H, or, you know, it's not putting the sledgehammer down on Shawn Michaels and being like, this is too much. So that when DX reforms next week, you're really, really excited about it,
yeah.
You know? And so when Daniel Bryan now in a year or two gets, you know, the opportunity to do yes again,
yeah.
We're all going to be way more happy about it.
He'll have an opportunity to cheat to win and he won't take it or something like
right.
That. Yeah. That's a good point to make. I do think that people can kind of quote unquote get over it. It's just really about, like, what is he... Because the majority of performers wind up turning good guy, bad guy, whatever,
right.
Whatever, right? Kurt Angle says just terrible things about you, and then you need to forgive him because he's an American hero this month, right? I understand. It's just interesting because this Daniel Bryan, to me,
right.
The one that I'm seeing, is kind of slowly losing his mind, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Where he was looking at the belt not dissimilarly to the way that, like, you know, Ciampa holds the belt,
yes,
and he's looks like almost like he's become. It almost feels like your terrible environmental habits are starting to drive him mad.
Yeah.
And I love it, but I wonder, how do we roll the yarn back up one day? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, we'll get there. And just a point just worth noting, and the reason we're talking about it in general is, I think it's great. Can't stress it enough, just to put a bow on this, on the segment, before we take a break and come back. But when we do, we're going to be taking, when we wrap up this show, that's what the really exciting news is. We're going to be live, patreon.com/newageinsiders, be heard, which yes. is easily one of the most popular things we do, is going to be a live stream now, immediately following. It is a completely open Q&A. We'll answer anything about wrestling, anything personal we have talked about.
Nothing's off limits.
You have no yeah. idea the things we have
Go
talked about.
Go back and listen to the old ones.
On that show.
You'll see.
Your yeah. question could be submitted. We will
and
take.
Now, this is different from the weekly show. This
exactly.
is the monthly show. So it happens once a month, and this is the $5 level.
Exactly. And so you get be heard if you can submit questions. Now it'll be a live stream, so you can submit questions throughout the week or throughout the month and, you know, jump in and ask follow-up questions, second questions. Just we're going to keep streaming until the questions are done.
Yeah, there's a live chat element to the live show that we're going to stream on YouTube. Yeah. So definitely chime in that chat and get anything out there you want.
Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. You're going to find that immediately following this broadcast. When we come back, we are going to name the new XFL teams. We are going to be talking about things in the WWE that are working, as we are vehement this week about talking about things we like. There's a lot happening in the WWE that you might not have realized consciously is actually a super positive right now and a great time to be a wrestling fan, no matter what your watching habits are. The New Age Insiders will be right back.
Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
Are you tired of the same old pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 3,000 hours of the best pro wrestling events from over 100 of the biggest names in the industry from over 15 countries around the globe. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda, but it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email, newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to newageinsiders@gmail.com. That's newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rich Palladino, the voice of Chaotic Wrestling. I want to remind you to listen to the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network. You will hear stories from the 18-year history of Chaotic Wrestling from the two guys that were there from day one, myself and former Chaotic Wrestling owner Jamie J. Makowski. That is the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network.
Seriously, I don't even get to talk during this promo?
Shut up, Jamie.
I'm retired business executive and seasoned dad, Jamie J. Makowski.
And I'm a rookie dad and local independent wrestler, Scotty Slade, and we're the hosts of For the Pops.
We're the only podcast on the NAI Pop Network that has a mix of sports, wrestling, and pop culture all in under an hour.
This is a place where two pops talk about the topics that interest us with a special guest in each episode.
And we have a splash of pop culture information to help us survive in our world of wives, kids, and coworkers.
And at the end of each episode, if that wasn't enough, Jamie tests both our guest and I on obscure pop culture facts in an exclusive segment called For the Pops Quiz.
So don't miss For the Pops with Scotty Slade and me, Jamie J. Makowski, only on the NAI Pop Network.
Let's get back to more of the New Age Insiders. Here's Jason Molotov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville.
It was a cold day in Lambeau Field.
The tundra was icy as the Packers took the field.
And Tom Brady was also there and better.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody thinks Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady, and they're dumb.
I don't think, and I think that Drew Brees is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah?
Like, hands down.
Like, historically or right now, it's no question.
Right now, it's no question. I also think historically, and if Drew Brees ends up winning the Super Bowl this year, yeah. Yeah, way better than Aaron Rodgers. Hands down.
Well, yeah, I think that Aaron Rodgers is
He's good.
Excellent quarterback.
I think he's really good.
Sincerely, but to me, he's Philip Rivers with the ring.
Yeah, he is.
He's Philip Rivers with the ring he never got.
Yep, he is, because rings matter to me as a Tom Brady fan. It definitely matters. And I put a lot of stock in the winning aspect of it. You play the game to win. You don't play the game to throw the yards.
Yeah.
And so I put a lot of stock in Ben Roethlisberger for winning the Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You know?
You got two.
You got two.
Same as Eli.
Yeah. And, I don't shit on Eli. I don't shit on Eli as much as I want to.
I wish that particular brain idiot didn't beat us in two Super Bowls. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
That goof that always looks like he just got hit in the face with a frying pan.
Yeah, I know. Have you ever seen ManningFace.com?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's like, I don't know what his chromosomal situation is, but he's got some extra ones or he's missing 15. I don't know what happened to that dude. But he beat us twice. So just real quick, before we talk about the things that are working in WWE, because there are things that are working.
Yeah. Right?
In the WWE. Let's talk about the XFL because it's they've announced where the teams are going to be located. So really quick, for those who haven't heard where the XFL is going to be located, they will be their original eight in this long-standing tradition that I think we're going to enjoy for decades to come, the XFL, will be New York, Washington, D.C., St. Louis, Tampa Bay, Houston, Dallas, Los Angeles, and Seattle. Those are the towns. Those are the cities. So just as of a jumping off point, what do you think of the XFL? Do you think it will succeed? What do you think about the towns they picked? Just what comes to mind when I say the XFL to you?
I just think it's a bad idea. It's not, you know, it's the opposite of the argument that we have every single time the WWE comes up and we talk about competition, right? It's not that your product couldn't potentially be better. Right? It's just that the WWE is an institution, so it is what you think of when you think of televised pro wrestling, and it has been for a couple of decades at this point, right? And so now looking at it, it's the same thing with the XFL. NFL football is how you watch football, and you're either invested already in the over 50-plus years of the NFL, or you're invested in a college team, right? The reason why the Alabama, what were they? The Alabama, the original team?
Oh, for the XFL?
For the XFL team.
They were the Birmingham Bolts.
The Birmingham Bolts. The reason why that doesn't click is because Alabama's pro football team is the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Right.
You know, so it's not, you have these ingrained fan bases that, yeah, if you're a New York football fan, you're a Jets or a Giants fan at this point, or maybe a Bills fan because you're weird, but you know, you're invested in a team.
Yeah, I don't fault. I think it was smart for them to go to towns that didn't have NFL teams in the first place.
Right.
Because I just think that, like, look, I understand that the Alabama Crimson Tide might as well be an NFL team with the level of excitement, the draw. They have like a 100,000 seat stadium and they sell out every game and it's a huge deal. And Saban makes just as much money as pro coaches. And it's all the stuff. I get you, right? But at the same time, I would counter that Georgia football is huge.
But so are the Falcons.
You know what I mean? Right. Now, I do think that if they were both just okay, Georgia football might have more attention.
Right.
But I guarantee you there's a lot of excitement in the city 2 years ago when they were in the Super Bowl. I'm willing to go on a limb and say that Atlanta was buzzing when they were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Right? And so I think the XFL would be wise to go to like that middle ground. You know, Bill thinks they should be going to towns with NFL teams because you know you have a market, And some people think that you should go to or stay away from certain college towns because they're already taken. I think we got to meet right in the middle and go to the towns that have big college followings and no pro teams.
Right.
That's what I think is the smartest.
Or NFL teams, but used to.
Right. Or sucky ones. Like, literally, I know this is a long shot, and I'm also, spoiler alert, predicting that this league lasts 3 years.
Yeah.
So I am not even going to pretend that I'm like, 15 years from now, I don't think they're going to exist.
Yeah, no.
But what I would counter with is, don't the Cleveland Browns, historically suck?
Yeah.
So maybe if you threw a team in Cleveland, there might be people just so goddamn desperate.
For a decent football?
For a team that doesn't go 3-13.
Yeah, you're right.
That, maybe they'll check them out.
The thing that kind of sits to me is St. Louis, great choice.
Yeah.
They just lost football. They didn't willingly lose football, so that's good choice. Los Angeles, dumb choice. You just had two teams move there. And they don't care about them. Move to
San Diego
or Oakland.
Yeah.
Either one, because Oakland is about to lose their team.
You could be the San Diego Daniel Bryans now. You already have the logo.
San Diego Daniel Bryans. Yeah, you know what I mean? Then Tampa Bay, same thing. Move it to Orlando again. Doing Camping World Stadium, that would have been a lot of fun. I also think that the two Texas cities that you chose, Dallas and Houston, are the wrong Texas teams.
I would have gone to San Antonio.
San Antonio and Austin.
San Antonio, right. First, San Antonio, because I know you support your pro team.
Right.
And you don't have a football team.
And then Austin, for the same reason. There's also so many hipsters in Austin that they would kitschy support it just because it's counterculture. So
Maddie Wilson's listening live. Are those the only teams? I thought they were just the stadiums hosting the games. Yeah, those are the cities.
Those are the eight so far. They just haven't named the names yet.
And Jedi thinks 8 is a good number. And I agree.
It's a good number to start with.
Right, I agree with that as well.
I feel like every league starts with 8.
Yep, unless you're hockey.
Unless you're hockey.
The original 6.
Yeah, but that's also because it's a weird thing.
And it was the 1910s.
Yeah.
So things were different.
So you want to get into naming them?
Sure. Do you have any clever, fun names for these teams?
Yeah, the first one, right off the bat, Seattle Sonics.
You just rest in everybody's face.
Yep.
But it'll be Sonic the Hedgehog. They should be the Seattle Hedgehogs. That's what they should be.
So it's implied.
Right. Because it's a tongue-in-cheek, right? I got a blue hedgehog. That's my logo.
Yeah.
Right? And finally something with because I can't say Sonics unless they move back. I could be the Seattle Hedgehogs.
Yep.
And you...
No.
You know exactly what I'm doing.
That's really
you could also be, just because I'm me, you could be the Seattle Grunge. Because that is the sound of the city. That is what one of the things they are known for the most. You could also be the
Storm.
You could be the Seattle Storm or the WNBA team.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that is.
You could be the Seattle Venti Lattes.
Ooh,
you know what I mean.
Ooh.
The
Seattle Mermaids.
You could be
the Seattle Raindrops.
You could be the Seattle Sir. Pornography is banned on this IP, and we ask you not to view that in public.
Also, order
something.
Also, can we just have a moment of silence for Tumblr?
Oh yeah. That is where all my favorite I take dirty pictures photographers put their dirty pictures. Now what am I going to do? Google image like an asshole?
I know.
So that's the moment of silence.
For Tumblr.
That platform will be dead in 6 months.
It's going to be dead in 6 months.
Now it's just going to be your aunt's cats.
Yeah, and nobody cares.
Yeah, right? It's like, no thanks. No thanks.
Yeah, I don't know how to use it, but
I've gone to links to Tumblr before.
Absolutely.
How about instead of banning the porn, ban the people that are having the problem?
How about Nazis?
Like that.
Like just in general. Twitter should ban the Nazis and Instagram.
Take away everyone that has a problem with everything. Did you hear about the group around here that is banning
The Little
Kiss
Mermaid?
The Girl? From their thing.
I just don't like the Nazis. Why do they not like the Little Mermaid?
Because it's a consent violation, which is the...
No, it's not.
No, that's what they're claiming.
Right,
that's
but
what
it's not.
Claiming. Well, the weird part is
it wasn't called hold her down and do whatever you want.
Right,
but the thing is that Ariel was taken in by the sea witch Ursula, took away her voice.
Right. Yeah.
She wants to be a human. She has to kiss Eric within 3 days, but she can't express that because she has no voice.
Yeah. Right.
But she knows that, so she's willingly ready to kiss him.
Here's the thing. If they both want, the story has actively shown that both want to kiss the other one.
Right.
Right? So it's not a consent violation if they both want to.
Right. The song was not about pushing her up against a rock right. and having your way
Raped
with her.
No, right, it was like,
do whatever you want. She got no rights. Just groped a girl.
Yeah.
This motorboat's a
See
teenager.
It now.
What is she like, 15 years old? She's ready. Like, no, that wasn't the song. I also think that The Little Mermaid, if we're being real and have yeah. to look at it under a microscope, is full of terrible messages.
Oh, oh totally.
Give up your life and your voice.
And your family.
And just go be with your 16. Just go be with that boy and give up everything. Who cares if you don't talk? He'll like you more. And it's like, oh, that's an atrocious message. However, as much as I believe that The Little Mermaid is like action-packed with little bad messages, I also don't give a shit. And right. think you should just watch the right. movie.
Yeah. Right.
Because guess what? Well, everything works out at the end, and who fucking cares?
It also goes to my big thing of like, hey, you know what we need to stop doing?
Putting most of the stuff we do.
Putting 2018 sensibilities on things that were made over 10 years ago.
Well, it's also just like, my God almighty, like, you know, at one point, Jafar like tried to like purchase Jasmine. It's like, yeah, that's bad too. And the bad guy did it. And
the bad guy got vanquished.
The movie has one of the characters in this movie is a rug. You know what I mean? Like,
and a monkey.
Get over
that
it.
That kind of talks.
Get over it. You know what I mean? Like,
why can Abu not talk, but Iago can?
Iago's a parrot. Parrots can talk.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That's far more logical than I was thinking.
Yeah, parrots can talk.
Yeah, they can talk.
Yeah, so, yeah right.
And,
yeah.
And the monkey can't.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm the asshole. That's on me.
Just in general. So some names. The New York, hey, get over here's use.
The wise guys.
Can't be the hitman. That's offensive.
Well, they were.
I know.
They
can't
the,
be now.
They were the the New York, New Jersey. I would actually like them to be the New York Rumble. I just think I know other.
Oh,
guys,
that'd be fun.
I know they're going to try to like avoid wrestling stuff, and I know they don't want to be like the New York The Rocks, right? And I understand that, but like if they were the Rumble, it's sort of an allude to wrestling, but it's also West Side Story.
Yeah, I was gonna go similar. I was gonna be the New York Sharks.
There you go,
because the Jets are already here.
Oh, and they can snap fingers at each other.
They can snap fingers. So if you're gonna have like the New York Jets, you have the New York Sharks,
and they can be in the New York Rumble. Do you have any others? Do you have any others before we just?
I was gonna say
on the league.
Washington D.C. I want them to be the Sentinels.
Okay,
because that's the D.C. team from The Replacements.
Okay,
that Keanu Reeves. That Keanu Reeves quarterbacked.
Footsteps Falco.
I want them to be the Washington D.C. Warbirds, but that one's even better. I like that.
Yeah.
The only other one that I put like real thought into is they should be the St. Louis Stomp.
Yeah.
Because I looked up the state animal of Missouri, and it's the donkey. And I couldn't think of a way. Yeah, I couldn't think of a way to be like the St. Louis Power Asses. Just sounded
weird,
right? And like, and so I figured they could be the St. Louis Stomp, and the logo can be a donkey.
All right, that works.
Stomping nice. On donkey. Somebody. Stomping on somebody. and then they can just be the Dallas, not the Cowboys, and they'll make the NFC title game.
They should be the Dallas Natives.
Ooh, okay. They could be the Dallas. I mean, we could do this thing. They could be the Dallas Indians, and then the Cowboys and Indians can have an episode.
You know what? It is the XFL, and they probably will.
It's just the most offensive thing. Just imagine the Indians logo is just like with us holding a scalp.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Just like, yeah, we're the XFL.
It's Chief Wahoo, but even more red.
Yeah.
Do you think? I think the league. I give the league 3 years.
Yeah, I think you're being generous at 3 years.
Because something we talked about off the air, but it needs to be stated when you're talking about the XFL is, you know, quite frankly, every single person in this league is not good enough to play in the NFL, or that's where they would be. Every single person.
Right. Well, and the part you're shooting yourself in the foot. You know what would be great for your XFL?
Covered in barbed wire.
Yeah, right. No, if Kareem Hunt got a job in the XFL, but now you have a morality clause.
Right.
And so you can't have Kareem Hunt.
And that's the thing, too, is I cannot tell you how stupid that is. Where it's like, yeah.
I bet you they're going
to
back away.
You have to take on the NFL like refugees.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you need to take on, as bad as it is, you need to take on Greg Hardy. Because guess what's going to happen? SportsCenter's going to go, Greg Hardy got a job. Where? For the New York Sharks. You know what I mean? And then they're going to be like,
yeah, right.
And then they're going to start, and they're going, but that's the thing is like, right, like what if Ray Rice got a job, you know what I mean, with the St. Louis Stomp? And but that's really how you get actual attention and semi-quality players in this league. And like, look, I'm not telling you that I want to see Ray Rice and Kareem Hunt get jobs. they hit women, and I am not sitting here being like, how cool would it be to see them? I'm not telling you that at all.
No, but you know what your budding football pro league needs?
Attention.
Attention.
And talent.
And talent.
And they have it. And like, look, again, the human being in me would rather people that hit women not get jobs.
Yeah.
If you need me to say that out loud, there it is, because it's true, right. And it's how I feel. But if you're Vince McMahon and you've never made a single business decision based on morality in your goddamn life,
yeah, Saudi Arabia,
why would you start now?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Why start now
because,
and start here?
Because Greg Hardy, Kareem Hunt, Ray Rice, and Colin Kaepernick should be the first people you sign.
Colin Kaepernick would be a great signing because that guy didn't even do anything wrong. He's right. Like, I don't like it when black guys get shot by cops and everybody's like, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? And it's like,
I know.
Look, we can have a honest debate about what he, you know, how he chose to demonstrate his beliefs and all that stuff. But dude, the dude's entitled to believe it, and there's merit to it. There's like statistical facts that you're a black man, you are much more likely to get shot by a police officer than a white man. And I'm not going to go down that road, but like, it's incredible to me that Colin Kaepernick's like, I think it's messed up that when black unarmed black guys get shot, and everybody's like, you shouldn't even have a job.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Well, it's like,
it's like, wow.
This is the worst part about it, because I don't think Colin Kaepernick can actually play the position of pro quarterback anymore.
See, I think that there's got to be some team that he would be a starter for.
But here's the thing. Mark Sanchez has a job, and if that asshole can butt fumble his way back into the league.
I watched the Bears send out
Chase Daniels.
Chase Daniels and bullshit. So, and you know what? And at least Colin Kaepernick won the NFC title game once.
Yeah, right.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, right.
He really did.
You are correct.
Did. And so, but like, the point is, just to get back to the XFL specifically, like, yeah, them having a morality clause is like, look, the spirit of the thing is well intentioned, but you are so stupid because everybody that shows up to your training camps is going to be somebody that's got said no to by the real league in town. And you're not going to be able to build something off of like just, you know, grit and scrappiness. Now, where I think they might be able to get some talent is in the college draft. A very small percentage of people get drafted to the NFL,
right.
And talented people wind up not playing in the league. But again, as I said before, with the exceptions here or there of like, oh, you missed on this prospect, which will happen few and far between.
Yep.
Everybody in the XFL is going to be not good enough to play in the NFL.
No.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. And so what can the football possibly look like?
Yeah, because you're not going to get Baker Mayfield to choose you over the NFL.
And you're, and again, just something that I just fundamentally don't understand is naming it the XFL again for two reasons. One,
terrible brand message.
It won't be an extreme league. They're not going to scrum for the ball anymore. They're going to be rules. So it won't be an extreme football league at all. And then B, the reason that I was told from Vince McMahon himself at the press conference that they're keeping the name is because it's recognizable branding. But you're associated with failure.
Right.
One season that failed, you're a joke.
Yeah, right.
Like, you're an actual joke. You were a joke on The Simpsons once.
Yeah.
You're a joke. Like, for real, Homer was wearing his XFL gear XFL pennant.
Yep.
And Marge goes, oh, I'm sorry, Homer. The XFL got canceled. And he goes, who told you that? And she goes, the MVP, sweeping up toenail clippings at the beauty parlor. And it's like, the XFL is not associated with, like, the return to greatness. You know what I mean? It's not like the old AFL or whatever.
He's
trying to make a comeback or something.
Right.
It's like, I just don't think it's a good idea. But there are good ideas happening in Vince McMahon's world sometimes, even if you don't believe it. And Jimmy Stewart tweeted us and said, wait, there are actually good things happening in this company? Yes! Some.
Some.
So, Bill and Lee, I'm going to open up the floor to you first. What is something that you think, in a world where there are certainly shortcomings in the WWE, what are some of the things you think they're doing right?
So, I think that they're doing the setup to WrestleMania season on the Raw side of things very well.
Because of Universal Champion Brock Lesnar.
Because of Universal Champion Brock Lesnar.
Because the guy's a star.
I don't know how all of the pieces actually fall. Obviously, Brock does fall into this, but having him off of TV kind of help a little bit. And him not being a part of TLC helps a little bit because it gives the other pieces a little bit more spotlight.
Okay.
The one that I kind of want to touch on too is I don't know how exactly he falls in, but Finn Balor is going to be a major player at this year's WrestleMania. I don't know what he's doing. I'm not sure what he's doing, but he is definitely going to be a part of whatever that Raw power control storyline is. Him and Bobby Lashley and
McIntyre
and Baron Corbin are too intertwined for him to just be a punching bag.
Okay.
So
I hope you're right.
So I don't know. I have what I would like to see. They don't listen to me, so it's not going to happen. And if you want, you can sign up for our weekly Patreon show, and I'll talk about it there.
Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. And again, immediately following this show, we're going to be live with Be Heard. Anything goes, any topic, any question, live. New Age.
Sign up now.
Exactly. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. Yes. That way Bill has enough time to get you the links. Something that I think is or Bill, actually you go. What is something that you think is working in the WWE right now?
Right now, I think the efforts of making SmackDown the better show in heading into the Fox deal is working really, really well for them right now.
Right. I think they had they had an excellent Survivor Series showing.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the
six
best.
And one, baby. Six and one.
Pre-show hashtag pre-show matters.
All right. So basically Raw has just been abysmal the last couple of weeks.
Abysmal.
And SmackDown has been very, very good. Between the Daniel Bryan stuff, between the New Day and the Usos and the Bar going at it again, and I just lost my train of thought.
Well, I can piggyback off that because one of the points that I want to make and one of the things that I think are super positive is SmackDown's tag team division.
Yes.
Because I think SmackDown's tag team division right now is outstanding. I think the New Day are just never stop being fun. The Usos are the best tag team in the world right now. There I said it, Nick and Matt. The Usos are the best tag team in the world right now.
And look what the women are doing. That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
You've got Becky Lynch, who is arguably the top talent in the company right now. You've got Asuka. And you've got Charlotte crushing it over there. And they have easily the best story going into TLC.
I do agree. And so just to continue on, SmackDown's tag division. Now, I think Raw's tag division is dreadful.
Oh, it's awful. Right? But it's weird because it's one of those things you look at and it looks like how Vince McMahon is in control of that show. He doesn't like tag team wrestling. And it shows.
Sure, absolutely. Right. I think everything you can really see the difference in just how micromanaged each show is. SmackDown seems to be not micromanaged. There's this flow to it. Wrestler is saying and doing wrestler stuff. You know what I mean? And feeling fun and free. And then Raw is like, this is a weekly episodic variety show. This is the script. This is the role you have been cast in kind of vibe. But I do think
we're doing cats this year.
But I do think that the SmackDown tag team division is something that WWE, like, it's a reason to watch SmackDown because the teams are good. They're fun. The Bar are the current champions right now. Who are the champions? The New Day still? Who are they even the champions of that division? I don't even remember.
The Bar,
right. And so, like, you kind of almost forget the champions because there's so much talent and fun stuff happening over there. And I think it's a legitimate positive and it's a reason to watch. Another one, because Bill mentioned the women, and I do agree that SmackDown, again, takes the check mark of who the women are doing better because God bless Sasha Banks and Bayley. But you stop doing sit-down interview segments. Stop it. It's not your fault, but stop it. Yeah. Refuse. Don't go out there. Stop it.
Somebody do something.
When they ask the local talent wrestlers who are supposed to be real fans these stupid canned questions so Bayley can deliver these stupid canned quips.
We want to be the first ever women's tag team champion.
What would you do what superpower would you have? And she's like, I would make Alexa Bliss disappear. Boy, oi, oi, oi.
Go back to hell.
Right, exactly. I would send her back to hell. Blah, 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 blah. And it's, you're right. And it's just, And it's just like, that is awful, right? So I'm not telling you that everything is gold, but on the SmackDown side of things, Becky Lynch, I'm looking forward to Lynch versus Asuka versus Charlotte considerably. And one thing I do want to just get into the spirit of keeping it, you know, happy this week. On the Raw side of things, something that I think is a positive that doesn't get talked a ton about is the fact that Ronda Rousey is very, very much here.
Yes.
Right? So when she came, the immediate was, here's Brock, and she'll be here once a month, and she'll bury everybody.
She's here every week.
She's here every week. She feels like the champion, and they have yet, against anybody, yet to just have her go out there and squash people.
Right.
So what I would encourage people to do, and this isn't like an I told you so thing, this isn't like you need to come out of the woodwork and apologize to Ronda Rousey on Twitter, but what I would what I would hope is that people that came to us...
But she's coming for you.
But she knows exactly where you live, dude. What I would hope is that people that came to us and tweeted us and said, she's just going to be Brock, she's going to squash everybody, she's not going to earn anything, she's not going to be here. I hope that all your concerns have been alleviated. She's here every week, she's wrestling people, and she's making people look competitive because the story they've decided to go with Rousey is you can tell she's still learning how to be the wrestler.
Yep.
She's always going to be a badass strike fighter, puncher, but she's learning how to wrestle. So they're very similar to what they did with Shayna Baszler. Only I think in NXT they have told you that Shayna Baszler figured it out.
Yeah.
Right? But
what a badass.
But I would hope that the majority of fan concerns about Ronda Rousey have been alleviated because she's here and she's been great.
So one thing that is going on great in the world of pro wrestling that I do want to bring up is a couple of weeks ago on NCIS Los Angeles, WWE Hall of Famer Bill Goldberg guest starred.
I know him.
He... basically, I was watching it, and I was like, oh my God, that's Bill Goldberg, and I have to watch this. He basically played
felt since 1998.
Remember Walker, Texas Ranger?
I do. He told Haley Joel Osment he had AIDS.
Yeah. So, basically, Bill Goldberg was Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, great.
Except he just went around the country just, like, doing, like, undercover, like, badass shit.
Great.
And sold. I'm watching this movie... I mean, not this movie. I'm watching this TV show, and the entire time, I'm just looking at Bill Goldberg going, I would watch the shit out of that show.
Yeah.
So.
Bill Goldberg Vigilante?
Basically, he's like.
Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Sort of, but he
spears you.
He's more like Ethan Hunt if Ethan Hunt was a badass.
Okay.
You know, where it's like, look, here's the deal. You work for the government, but we can't say you work for the government, but we need you to, like, take out this arms dealer in New Mexico. And he's like, I'm on it. And it's just like, oh, my God.
And he just jackhammers
and
you.
And he just jackhammers you through a wall.
Terrific.
Oh, man, I want that show so bad.
Yeah. I would watch Bill Goldberg just go right wrongs.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That is the genre of show that he would have.
Yeah.
Is just Bill Goldberg traveling the country righting wrongs.
Yeah, I love that. I really really only he can do it.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't realize how much I wanted it until I watched that episode of NCIS LA.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
And I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Dick Wolf, get on it.
Oh God, that guy. Yeah, Dick. I love Dick Wolf so much because his report card said Wolf Dick, and that must have just been hilarious.
Wolf Richard.
Is there anything else that you think is working in the WWE right now? What do you think is the good stuff happening out there?
Everything in NXT.
Okay. I mean, WWE does need to take credit for NXT. They did credit. The comparison I've made before, and I'll make it again and again, is it would be like if you told me that the Coca-Cola Corporation cannot turn out any good products. The Coca-Cola Corporation sucks. Everything they do is terrible. And your favorite soda is Sprite. I hate to break it to you. Coca-Cola makes Sprite.
Yeah, right.
And so, like, look, you don't have to like Coke. You don't have to like Diet Coke. You don't have to like Coke with lime or any of that bullshit. But... Coke made Sprite. If you like Sprite, you like something Coke did. And that's what NXT is. WWE does create this shit.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, and we have a personal attachment to the guy, and so it's, you know, so it's really nice to see that. But having Donovic Dijakovic feel like a big deal.
Yeah.
He feels like, which is great because...
They're pushing Lars out of the way for him.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. Lars... He's out.
Yep.
So we need a big new scary monster guy. And they chose Dominic Dijakovic to be that guy. And he immediately feels like a big deal. Now, again, we have a rooting interest because we like the guy, you know. But that being said, this guy, they do a good job of like one guy leaves and another guy comes.
Yep.
And this is the new guy.
It's always waves.
Right.
It's always waves. It wasn't that long ago that NXT was... Sami Zayn, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, like, what was it? They tried to have it be Hideo Itami for a little while there, but like Samoa Joe, right? And then, you know, it wasn't long until the wave of NXT was much more like, if you remember, as crazy as it is, was like, you know, Austin Aries and Shinsuke Nakamura and Drew McIntyre and, you know.
Drew McIntyre was later.
And
Bobby Roode.
Yeah, sure.
Samoa Joe.
Right. CN Almas, right?
Yeah.
And now they've completely moved on, and the wave is Aleister Black and Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Tommaso Ciampa.
Adam Cole.
Right, Adam Cole. And the next wave, you can tell, some of them are here, some of them are coming, is Ricochet, Dominik Dijakovic.
Keith Lee
and Matt Riddle.
Yeah.
And they are right. That they feel like, you know what it feels like? An outstanding college football program.
Yes.
Because I know I'm going to lose you.
Yeah,
like my
right.
Like in the
Adam Cole, our star quarterback, is going to graduate.
Exactly. No matter what, he's either going to leave early or at the most, I got him for 4 years.
Yeah, right.
Right, and so it's like you gotta be ready to know in 5 years I need a new starting quarterback.
Yeah, right.
And they've done a great job of making sure that, like, look, this is going to be the wrong word, but bear with me. The worst.
Yeah.
NXT champion was Andre Cien Almas, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
And that's just because he didn't do a ton. He wasn't the champion very long. And that was awesome. They never had like a bad NXT champion.
Yeah.
They've never made like a major lull in the programming. And it's worth noting that what the things that NXT are doing are great.
Maybe McIntyre?
You think he was the worst NXT champion?
Yeah, because Almas had those two matches.
With Gargano
that were just gangbusters.
Yeah. Whereas, maybe it is Drew McIntyre.
Because Drew McIntyre got hurt.
Yeah.
He was the only one that got hurt during the reign, and I feel like we had to pull the ripcord right away.
Yeah, then maybe that's it then.
And it's through no fault of McIntyre, because McIntyre is a monster on the main roster. So
he's like the best call-up, and he's a weird guy because he was already here. Like,
yeah.
He's a weird, you know, third party.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you who wasn't the worst NXT champion. Bo Dallas.
Bo Dallas was so good.
What a star.
He was.
Speaking of NXT TakeOver, the New Age Insiders will be going to NXT TakeOver New York. We secured our tickets today. We are super excited. We'll be going to Brooklyn. We do not miss NXT TakeOver Brooklyn's, apparently, and I don't want to start.
I did.
Oh, that's sad.
Boo-hoo to you. You also missed The Rock in Boston.
But we're, yeah, I know. Oh, my God, that was so much fun. But we're super excited to be going to NXT TakeOver Brooklyn. It really kind of gets us in the spirit of things that the fifth annual New Age Insiders, NAI Mania, is coming up, and it will be here before you know it. We'll be going to New York. We cannot wait to see you guys. We know that there's going to be some first-time WrestleMania experiencers like Justin who are super excited, and we cannot wait to see everybody out there.
Is Justin going to bring his mare?
The rooster, Kenny? Ruffles von Kluckles. Do you think that the mayor can take like a solid 4 or 5 days off of mayoring?
I don't know. Probably. I don't know if you know this, but Kane went to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, that's true. But this is a rooster with the only watch in town, so they can keep track. What are you guys talking about? Patreon.com/New Age Insiders.
Right now.
That's how you find out about the fact that the mayor of South Carolina, yep, the mayor of the state, is a rooster named Ruffles von Kluckles, who has a pocket watch, the only person in town who's allowed to keep time, and so everybody has to go up to him and ask what time it is, and he only will tell you if he has to, but he will wake you up every morning. He is a rooster after all. Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. But we are really excited to be going to Brooklyn to see TakeOver. It's my favorite event that we go to, no matter what. You know, we went to Survivor Series, and I was looking forward to that. The Rumble is looking forward to the TakeOver the most. I look forward to the TakeOvers the most. Just super excited to have the tickets. Can't wait to go. And again, the only game in town when it comes to WrestleMania weekend coverage, where we take you every day, the things that are going on throughout New York.
Yeah, we'll be live on location.
Periscope. We're up to over 600 followers on Periscope now, which is awesome. Yeah. And we encourage you all to jump in and follow us on Periscope as well, at New Age Insiders, just so you can keep up with everything that we've got going on out there. And of course, we'll be having big group hangouts and things like that, live events, and of course the Connors Cure tailgate that we're super proud to be part of. It's all coming up. Don't go anywhere, or like stay on your computer or whatever. Bill's going to send you a link. If you go to patreon.com/New Age Insiders now, you'll have an opportunity to be part of Be Heard.
Someone's just dying. Flatlined.
Is Taz here?
No.
And is that Ciampa?
It's Tommaso, yeah.
Gotcha. And we'll be live taking your questions. Anything and everything is on the table. Everything from experiences, life experiences, movies, video games, wrestling, of course. Everything's on the table on Be Heard. Jump over to patreon.com/New Age Insiders now. Bill's going to send you a link if you sign up in the next couple minutes.
Shout out to Johnny Augustini, who just signed up. You could be like Johnny and sign up right now.
What's up, Johnny? We can't wait to see you there on Be Heard. And Bill's going to send you a link, and we're going to get started in just a few minutes. So follow us over there, and also make sure that you follow us all over the place. My name's Jason Malta.
I am Liam Stryker.
And I'm Will Neville.
You were the New Age Insiders. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all over the place, at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. Biggest one, twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. A majority of our content is moving over to twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. New exclusive content coming in 2019 will be found on twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. As Twitch begins to take over, we will be taking over Twitch, and we will become the personalities you count on most on the platform. And thank you sincerely for making us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. We will see you in just a few minutes. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders.
We out.
Bang.